Welcome to day 17.
Change is a natural part of life. And most of us are continually making small adjustments that reflect our changing needs or interests. Trying a new restaurant, learning a new sport, updating our wardrobe, or finding a more efficient way to do a task at work. How we react to a change may depend on the results we think it will bring. We may feel excited about change that involves a gain, such as a new baby or a promotion. But we may worry about a change that involves a loss, such as a divorce or a move to a new place. We love changes when we are the ones making the decision, but we don't usually love changes imposed upon us from outside sources. We usually view them as challenging. The familiar becomes a false sense of security, even if it is a bad habit or a behavior that doesn't serve us. Fear prevents us from moving forward. The what if questions arise. What if it's the wrong decision? What if I'm not successful? What if it doesn't work out? What if they don't accept me? When your present moment is continually generating signals of discomfort, listen to that information and use it to make positive changes. We can actually look forward to change when we trust that the universe is presenting us with new experiences for our highest good. When we are able to understand change in this way, we can find something positive in it. There is a perfect quote about change written by the author C.S. Lewis. He wrote, "It may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. How could it learn to fly while remaining in an egg?" We are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. Looking back at our lives, we can see that most changes were not only for the best, but moved us into the next level of our evolutionary process. It's time to step out of the ego mind, embrace change, and leap into the uncertainty of the future, knowing all is well. Whatever change is imminent, trust that it is part of our evolutionary process. Let us practice loving all parts of ourselves, the familiar and that which evolves and changes. Life is ever-changing, and no two moments are the same. Our bodies are different from one moment to the next, so why would we try to keep things the same? French philosopher Henri Bergson wrote, "To exist is to change. To change is to mature. To mature is to go on creating oneself endlessly. Change can bring us new opportunities to reveal strengths we didn't know existed. New experiences can bring us greater knowledge and problem-solving strategies that allow us to hone our skills. Change can surprise us with inspired moments of creative genius. Change can help us focus our priorities and give us new perspectives of ourselves and others. Change can make us more empathetic, understanding, and loving. Once we accept change as the natural order of the universe, we can learn to love change and be grateful for all of the gifts it continues to bestow upon us. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It is time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three. Then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the So Hum mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale and exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.